I'm sure not the only one who has the impression that we currently love dogs more than people and we trust AI more than actual human beings. I don't blame you if you think as such at the moment. I think dogs are cute and AI is definitely a better expert than any expert out there. It delivers information fast, accurate, listens, no detours, and is widely correct and efficient. So why not using it? But what that means for you as a service provider in how to run your business as a coach, educator, and teacher in an age where we are dealing with digital noise and artificial intelligence, I'm breaking down in this episode.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm so excited you are here today. This is a very, very important message today I'm bringing to you because instead of fearing AI, I'm suggesting to connect with humanity and to, on one hand, bring out everything that makes you human and connect with real humans to make business with. And although AI can be a great support and will take away from us all these annoying things in our business, even in coaching, there is still one thing that it can't take away, which is the human in you. And before I deep dive into the topic, I would like to invite you to head over, if you're listening on Apple Podcast, and leave us a review. Give us the stars on Spotify. Leave a comment if you have questions, if you want to have this discussion about this topic. Only if you let us know that you like what we produce, we can make more of this and share it with a friend or somebody who needs to hear this. Have you come across the expression or the term trust recession recently? It is an expression that I came across as I'm observing creators, very successful businesses, in order to bring in the best timely strategies for you in marketing, in visibility, in branding, and everything you need to build a digital business in 2025 and beyond. And this was one of the terms that I came across. And I think it really describes what is currently happening in the digital space. And I love seeing this change. You cannot blame anyone who doesn't trust service providers who are selling through social media currently, because there was a time, and it's probably until now, but I love to see the change going in a different direction, that we do not trust everyone we come across there. We do not trust everyone to be a real service provider, meaning not only providing the service, getting the money, but also deliver transformation and be there for us beyond the course we purchased, beyond that program we've been through, but create a meaningful human connection where we feel seen as a buyer. And this happened way too often, where people bought into strategies, courses, programs that have been sold through amazing marketing tactics. They just spoke to your biggest pain point. You press that buy button. And beyond that, you haven't seen much of transformation. The promises that have been promised were not delivered, etc. And honestly, I'm not going into the blame of those people who have done that. I don't think it's reasonable, but let them just be. I think that also our buyers right now are so much more conscious of from who they are buying, and they will ask you questions. You will experience doubt, and it is your responsibility to take that doubt away. It is your responsibility to position yourself on the market as a trustworthy person. And what does that mean? Being trustworthy in 2025 and beyond is not just being the expert that you are and you need to be in order to deliver a transformation, because AI is that trusted expert today. Fortunately, unfortunately. But I want to say as well, if someone has the capacity to ask AI and a chatbot the right questions that we would ask as coaches and can guide her and himself to their correct answers, then I also want to emphasize that this person does not need your coaching, because if someone has the capacity, the capability and skill to ask themselves the right question and gets delivered answers they are looking for, they are seeking, and it helps them, and they are most likely not your ideal client, unless they want to hang out with you for fun and because you are extremely cool. So someone who doesn't know how to ask these questions and who doesn't have done the work yet so they can actually guide themselves towards their goals they have, or don't have the expertise and knowledge. And with knowledge, I mean often we get generative knowledge when we ask Google or a chatbot. And many people cannot comprehend this or cannot follow up and cannot take action, because it just sounds like, okay, if I do it this way, why cannot everyone do it this way? Or the other way around, if everybody does it this way, why isn't it working for me? And this is where your specific frameworks come into place, where you use certain methodologies you have developed, certain tricks and tips that go beyond the expertise that we can Google. This is what makes you unique. This is what makes you stand out. If you share your intellectual property on diverse platforms where people can connect with you emotionally through the human being you are, storytelling is an incredible tool for this. Telling stories that pay into your success account and that connect your lead magnets and your offers to that story is very crucial, because what that does, it allows people to see them through you. And I think this is a huge value, because they exactly know that you know what they are going through, where they come from, what they've been through, and what they need solved or what they need help with. And this is our responsibility today, to create exactly that. It's hard to hide under a rock and hope to be found. This is like my absolute favorite saying, and I keep on repeating it, because currently being around in some networking groups and listening to what people say and what I do agree, having a network where you can pitch your work to is incredibly valuable. But networking alone and local networking won't give you the clients you are seeking, because it's just too small. The city or the village or wherever you are living in, it becomes too small for you to generate enough clients to make enough money consistently. And that's simply because there are so many service providers already in your city, and what other people do that are ahead of you, they are seizing today's opportunities to reach buyers beyond borders, simply because we can. And if you are reaching buyers beyond borders, you have a greater capacity to expand your offerings for a wider audience, which makes life easier, you have less competition, and you don't have to rely on that one network. And I'm not saying networking is bad, but networking, in order to find clients, you will find yourself being this needy, greedy person fishing for money on every event. And what is so much more nicer to enjoy, if you can go to a networking event and build your community, build a network of peers that you learn to trust and perhaps collaborate in the future with, which will give you so much more visibility and credibility and authority and chances to reach buyers, rather than just picking one by one person, hoping they will not get annoyed with you and take your business card home and call you the next day, which is not very likely to happen. So what I mean by not hiding a rock, hoping to be found, means that today you will need to take the effort and make the effort to be seen, found, and trusted as a service provider in the digital space. People need to see that you exist, that you are there for the long run, that they have some content available from you. And I mean content, not only social media content, but I will get shortly into what you can all do today to connect emotionally with your future potential buyers. Any kind of content that gives them a sense of, okay, I can check in, I can lean in, and I can see what is this person about. We want to know where we put our money. We want to know if this person can deliver the transformation she or he is promising. And we also want to connect with someone who we know that is going to take care of us beyond that whole sales process. And ways how you can do that is podcasting. One thing is podcasting. If someone sits down and listens to a full episode of you, and I don't mean that you have to have your own podcast. This is again another offer that you have to market yourself. I mean, go and be guest on podcasts. This is, could be a very, very efficient marketing strategy for you to be found and where people go and listen. The statistics currently say that 68% of listeners finish a full episode. And 48% of those who are listening are likely to buy your product. Why is that? Because there you get a chance on these platforms to share your story so people can connect with you, people can get to know you, people see that you're a human being, like every one of us, that we are going through life, that we are doing things that everyone else is experiencing too, but nobody really talks about it. So it gives them an insight into your persona, who you are, what you do, and how you do it. And being on an allied podcast with your industry is just an absolute blessing. What this also does is you can repurpose content in so many other ways that you have to create it only once. And it's an incredible way of putting yourself out there in ways that are currently the most wanted, because podcasts are still growing and where people really lean into and people are seeking to listen to. Another way is to collaborate with other peers. If you don't have a big audience and you have a hard time growing and building that audience, which I'm not blaming you for, don't consider yourself as less off or not good enough in this case, because it is hard today. It is hard today to break through the noise and to reach the people and make sure that they follow you, that they download your lead magnets, that they go onto your email list. It is a process. It won't happen overnight, but in order to speed up that process, you can pitch your work to peers who already have audiences. And that's nothing invasive. I can tell you from experience that there is plenty of people who have memberships, people who have curated audiences that are continuously providing with value and content, and they are seeking people like you to teach them something. And now there are many ways to go about it. If you are teaching a masterclass and you're selling your program, you can offer your peer or your collaborator to give them a percentage of what you have sold during that masterclass to reward them from offering you their audience. This is just one example how to go about it, but this is definitely currently a hype, because I also like to say that no one has ever made it alone. You don't have to sit still in your corner and working your way up alone. If you find a bunch, couple of them, couple of people you connect with and a couple of people you trust, and you can give each other back. If you have complementary audiences, this is an absolute gift. And the third way is writing. PR, traditional media, and blogging. Again, it's not about creating your own blog where you need to drive the traffic through to generate leads from it, but to appear on other people's blogs and in media. What has happened over the time, and I'm seeing this more and more, that you do not have to be famous to land a media spot. The world got tired, or media got tired, of this all the time and same famous people. They are looking for newcomers, for new startups. They are looking for fresh and timely knowledge. They are looking for new thought leaders that have something to say and are so eager to write an article about you or have you write an article for them. So I'm speaking that all these three opportunities are free of charge if you get invited to pay for to be on a podcast or to pay to be in media or to pay for something that you give for free. Normally, it's not an appearance, it's not a feature, it's actually called an advertisement, which is okay. I personally don't pay to play this way because I know these opportunities are for free and it can save you a lot of money and give you great exposure. Writing for other people and through that getting the leads because somebody reads your article and goes to your website, goes to your podcast, goes to your social media or directly to your offer, whatever is agreed with the platform provider, is a huge asset to your business. And landing these opportunities is not for the privileged. It's not for the rich. It's not for the people with huge networks. It is for you. Today, 2025, we all have that opportunity to position ourselves as thought leaders on the market, to break through the noise, and to stand out as a human being. Even if AI is such a topic today, and a lot of people are fearing to lose their businesses. In a recent conversation with a peer, Christian Ray Flores, he will be shortly on the Online Business by Design podcast with an incredibly inspiring story as a refugee who has really made it to even become a pop star. And then I'm not going to tell everything. Find it out yourself. The episode is airing in July. And I had a heart-to-heart conversation with him shortly after we stopped recording, and he mentioned something that is very valuable, and I want to bring this to you. In times of AI, having a personal brand is not a nice to have, but it is one way or the other the only way to survive in business. Personal branding is the only way to have a business today. And we commonly agreed on this because you cannot be a logo anymore. People don't trust logos. And if you look around, big companies who have been operating under a logo, they are putting out their CEOs on podcasts, on stages to speak and to humanize what they do. Now, that this is all available to you, you might be wondering how. It is available to you if you can prove that you are legit, that you are trustworthy for the collaborator, if you have a message that matters to the world and you can effectively communicate it, and if you are there for the long run, consistently to be found. And this is what social media can do for you. Pick a channel and create that digital business card for you where people go on it and can see with one click who you are, what you stand for, what your message is, and how you are changing the world today. And you will be able to pitch yourself to these opportunities easily, no doubt. I've tried all three successfully. It is available to you, it is working, and it's not a big of a deal if you have these things that I just mentioned all together. And this is also how you can pick an incredibly valuable and effective visibility strategy for yourself, for your business that works for you. And this we are doing collectively into a high-end container of the Magnetic Influence Accelerator that has opened up the doors just on Monday, 2 days ago, where you can enroll now for it. This program was built to help you build a personal brand that sells and attracts clients and collaborators to create sustainable visibility your way that works for you and doubles down on your strength, and to attract aligned clients and people you want to work with who are seeking what you have to offer. Everything you need to know is right below in the show notes. There is a direct link to the landing page of the Magnetic Influence Accelerator. If you need more information, if you're not sure whether this program is for you, please don't hesitate to just click the button on that page and book a call with me to have a short sit and to explore the options and to answer all questions you have. You can also reach me on Instagram under Ivana_, DM me if you have questions. I will be there for you to answer everything you need to know. And with that said, I just want to let you know that you have everything within you that you need to succeed. You wouldn't be here otherwise. And if you have intellectual property, knowledge, wisdom, and a message that matters to the world and can change people's lives, it is your responsibility to deliver it. The world needs more conscious leaders.